I want to thank y'all for all your offerings and for your prayers, mainly for your prayers. The last couple of months, I'm not really sure, 2 or 3 months, whatever, but it's the Lord's really burned on me how important prayer is. And I mean, I've known it all along, but it seems like, you know, I would pray and I would get to a point I'd tell people, you know, I'm going to pray for you. I'd run them, I'm pray for you. And I got to feeling guilty because I didn't. And I got to where I didn't tell people I was going to pray for them because I knew that I wasn't doing it. But the Lord really burdened me. You know, that it's really important. To me, I mean, I know His Word is important. I've been reading His Word a lot. But the prayer, it just seemed like it's, for my life, I need it. And I figure if I need it, then, you know, the other brothers and sisters need it. And so I really try to make a point of really praying daily and by name, you know, even for my children instead of just my kids, for each one. But the Lord's really blessed me with it, and He's given me real peace. And when I tell people I'm going to pray for them, you know I'm going to. And so I know that y'all are praying for us, like Janet said last night. It's really uplifting to know that on Wednesdays, you know, y'all are praying for us.
Amen.
And y'all can know that they pray for y'all, not only Wednesdays, but Thursdays when we get together, the ladies pray for y'all. And so we really appreciate your prayers, mainly. I've got some, try to get some thoughts together, which isn't real easy, and then try to put them together is even harder. But so if they don't come together, you're just gonna have to bear with me. In Isaiah 42:5, when Joe and I sang last night that song, Can I Say No? It reminded me of a few, you know, brothers and sisters in the church. And one was, like my dad mentioned, Raina, who told us one of the first times, well, after she got saved, she said, you mean there's other Christians besides y'all? And, you know, that just threw me. And she said, well, why haven't we heard before? And another sister was deceived, the one that can't read. She went for 8 years. She went to Pentecostal church. She knew she didn't believe in the virgin. She didn't pray to her anymore. And she went for 8 years to Pentecostal church, but she wasn't saved. She told me the day that it was when we, long time ago, probably over a year ago, that all the families with all the kids went up and down the streets that they were preaching at, and we told them we were going to preach at a certain corner, and we preached there for 2 days, and we watched her, and she stood on a corner and just like a sponge. And I went up and talked to her later, and she said, you know, that's when she told me that she'd gone for 8 years to a church and never heard how to be saved. And I thought that was so sad. First you got Raina, who was, you know, idol worshiper and all that. But then you got a sister that was going to a church, yes, and she didn't know how to get saved, and she didn't read, so she couldn't find out it for her own. And she's not dense, so it's not like she didn't understand what they were saying, because the brothers spoke very, you know, simple. And I thought about that when we were singing. I thought, how can we say no? You know, there's, amen, people down there that, and there's people here, not just there, but there's people here that if you don't do it, who's going to do it? The rock certainly can't, like the song says. And it says here in Isaiah 42:5, thus says God the Lord, He that created the heavens and stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Amen. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And then in verse 16 it says, and I will bring the blind by a way that they know not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and, amen, crooked things straight.
Amen.
These things will I do unto them and not forsake them.
Amen.
They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are our gods. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. And, you know, this is what my prayer has been. When I pray for someone, there's several people that I really, I'm praying for. I'm praying for Bethel's dad, who you all saw a picture of him. And he doesn't think he needs anything. He's really a nice guy. I mean, he's got a terrible mouth like a sailor, but he's, you know, a very nice man and good husband and good father. And he doesn't thank God, like Grandpa Bill, I guess. He doesn't think he needs anything. And my prayer for him is, Lord, have mercy. Open his,
amen,
blinded eyes. He doesn't think he needs you.
Amen.
You know, there's those that are in the gutter that are down, but he's not that way. And so it's a different for each one. And several of the sisters have husbands that are not saved. But my prayer is, Lord, you said you came to open blind eyes. You said you came to take prisoners out of prison houses. And so, but it says that he's not going to share his glory with another, neither my praise to graven images. And we're in a land where where that's what they do. The Catholics here in the States aren't near what they are down there. You have no idea what it's like. And we really, it's really a hard thing to break through to them when you can get ready to get them to get rid of their images. You've come a long way. Grandma Thiquette, we laugh at her all the time because her main thing is, you know, when she talks about somebody, tells us about someone, she says, and they are idolaters. And, you know, that's her favorite word. To her, that's, you know, that's it. And so she tries to get them to burn them and to break them and whatever. But I think once she gets them that point, boy, it's really not awful hard. You know, they've gotten rid of what they're worshiping. But my prayer is that the Lord will do that. That says that, and he said, hear ye deaf and look ye blind that ye may see. In Deuteronomy 32:31. They go around saying, you know, that Peter's the rock and, you know, all this. And what this is just a short verse, but it goes along to me with the graven images because, you know, we know Peter wasn't even a saint, but to them, that's, you know, it's a big thing. But it says that for their rock is not as our rock.
Right.
And you know, our rock is Jesus. But they put their trust not only in the images and the Virgin, but I mean, Peter, you know, Peter is it. But it says their rock, and that's a little R, little rock. It's not as our rock. And I thank the Lord that we have a rock. We have a refuge.
Amen.
And those verses in Psalms have been a real blessing to me where he talks about, you know, he's our rock, he's our refuge, he's our fortress. And all that I think of, especially since we just came from out west, all those rocks that you see. And, you know, That petrified forest, you know, we went through and all these little chips on the ground. They look like wood chips. They do. And you pick up a little tiny wood chip and you can't break it. And it's not that big. And that made me so much think, you know, he's our fortress. He's our rock. And it says their rock is not as our rock. And I hope that y'all will keep praying that they would see this rock.
Amen.
Now in Joshua 14. I hope y'all can sort of, I don't know, I can't kind of bring it together very well, but these are just some thoughts that have been, Joshua 14:6. It says, and the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of, I don't know how to say that, the Kenizzite said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. Amen. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered into the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, that I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Hebron, for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of whatever, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. I know there's a lot of verses, but it really struck me, you know. It says that he went out to spy the land, and he says that those that went with him, he came back with what was in his heart. He was encouraging, but it says those that went with him made the heart of the people melt. And, you know, I don't want to be one of those.
Amen.
There's, you know, we've all said different ones. The ladies different times have said, you know, I don't want to be the one that causes problems and dissension. But, you know, it really hit me. I don't want to be one that makes a part of the people melt. Not my fellow missionaries, but not the church either.
Amen.
And it says that he wholly followed the Lord.
Amen.
Not kind of, not halfway, but wholly. And I can't say that. You know, he could say that, and that to me is amazing. When someone like that can say,
amen.
You know, this is a human being, but it says he wholly followed the Lord his God. And my prayer is that I would wholly follow the Lord of God. It says that it became his inheritance. You know, Joshua didn't question it because he knew. He knew. He'd seen it. It was a testimony. It wasn't something, Caleb wasn't, you know, shining his own apple. People had seen it.
Amen.
It was a testimony. It wasn't something he had to brag about. It wasn't something he had to say, you know, convince somebody of. They knew. And I want to be one of those. I want to be one that wholly follows the Lord.
Amen.
And, let's see. I skipped on Colossians 1, 9 through 12. I kind of skipped over this. I forgot. But this is about prayer. My prayer has been for the saints. It's hard for me to know how to pray sometimes, especially for those that, for the ones there. But it says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and to all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power and to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And it's hard to know how to pray, but I don't see how you can say any better than this. And so when I pray, especially for the leaders in the church, you know, they're young, they don't know a lot. One of the elders, Ruben, they shared how he doesn't have a lot of gift of sharing. You know what? I pray for him so much because I see he has such a desire to preach. And I've heard, you know, different saints that we don't like to hear him preach because he just, you know, he goes on, and he does. And a lot of times he's like me. I guess I feel for him because I'm that way. I don't say anything, you know. But you know what? He knows it. And he'll say, you know, I don't even understand myself. I don't know how y'all understand me. But, you know, he has a desire. And he gets up every time. There, when we first started the open meetings, when he always got up. And when somebody would say something, I'd say, hey, at least he's getting up, you know. But he has a desire to serve the people. He wants to be understood. And my prayer for him is, Lord, give him wisdom. Give him the knowledge because he wants to be edifying to the saints. And I don't see how I can pray anything better than that. Strengthen. It says that you would walk worthy of unto all pleasing, being fruitful, increasing the knowledge, strengthen with all might. And that's my prayer for the brothers and sisters here. But now in Psalms 55:17, it says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. You know, I'm not very consistent in anything I do, but this is something that by the grace of God, I'm learning. I'm learning that evening and morning when I'm washing dishes, I'll think of someone. If I get a letter from somebody here, you know, and it's just something that by the grace of God, it's so easy not to do it. But we're trying to teach these sisters how to pray. And, you know, they're watching us. They don't see us at home, but they know. And I think it can show. And one thing that was a blessing to me, and, you know, I'm not trying to brag, but sometimes I get so discouraged because I think, Lord, you know, I don't think you're doing anything in me. I don't think I'm going to help. But then a brother told me one day, he said, you know, you don't think you do very much. He said, but, you know, I know that when you tell me you pray for me, I know you're doing that. And he said, I know that I can count on you when I'm preaching. And that was a real blessing to me.
Amen.
It really was, because if nothing else, I've come to the point that I told the Lord one day, I said, Lord, if I can't do anything else here, because so many times I know I've blown it by something I've said or an action I do, you know, I might offend somebody, and I think, oh, you know, I'm never going to make it. I just, in spite of me, the Lord's doing a work. I know that. In spite of me, he's doing it. And that's one thing. One day I had to apologize to about 6 people. And I thought, I was so discouraged, but then I thought, well, Lord, after I had apologized, it was a real joy because I thought, you know, Lord, in spite of me, you're doing it. It just shows me that you don't need me. In spite of me, you do work. But then, that's when I came and I just said, Lord, if nothing else, I want to be a prayer warrior.
Amen.
I want to know that I want people to know that when they ask me to pray, that that I'm going to pray for them, and that, and I want to get results. I don't want to just pray. I told the Lord, Lord, I want results. I'm praying, but I want you to answer. And I know that he answers in his way, but Lord, I want you to answer. And so it's been a real blessing to me that, you know, that the Lord is doing this in me.
Amen.
Last thing I want to share is in 2 Samuel 7, 7, 18. It says, then went King David in and sat before the Lord. And he said, this is after Nathan has told him he wanted to do some things. But it says, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? And this was yet a small thing in thy sight, O Lord, but thou hast spoken also thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant. For thy word's sake, and according to thine own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. And, you know, this is how I feel. Who am I? You know, who am I to be down there? There's so many more. I look at some sisters that, you know, seem like they have so much more to give, or, and don't blow it so much, and you know, different things. But, you know, the Lord, like Jess, the Lord uses different ones. Amen. He uses us as we are. And the Lord does change us. I know I can't say, you know, that's the way I am, too bad. I know the Lord needs to do some things in me.
Amen.
But who am I? And then it says, because thou knowest thy servant. He knows me. I got the point that when a sister, I was talking to different sisters, and they'd say, you know, but I don't know how to pray. And I said, you might as well just pray like you're talking to me, because the Lord knows what's in your heart. I said, I've got the point that I say, Lord, this is my, you know how I did what I did today. Boy, did I blow it, you know. And Lord, I don't even want to, you know, do this. And so I do. The Lord knows us. But it says what was blessing me was the last verse. For thy word's sake and according to thine own heart. He's doing all this for his word's sake, for his name's sake. There's other verses that say, you know, for his name's sake. It's all for his glory and for his name. So I'm down there, and by his grace, the Lord is going to do something with us, you know, through us or in spite of us. One or another, he's going to do it.
Amen.
But I pray that he will use us, that he'll use me in any small way he can. If it's just through prayer. It reminded me of that brother or sister, I'm not sure, that you told us about, that was so, you know, bedridden, and he just had on his ceiling. And I'm not that, but I thought, Lord, you know, if that's all I can do, if all I do is blow it when I go out, then Lord, if all I can do is pray, if I can be a prayer warrior, I want to be that. So I pray that y'all would pray with me. And, you know, that the Lord would use each one of us as we are there, and that we would be, it would all be for his glory. Because we don't want that church to fall. But we want it to stand in him. For it to be strong in him. You know, we don't want them to look at us or to be standing because of us. Because it says, unless the Lord build a house in vain. You know, and so I pray that the Lord would do a work, not only in me, but in each one of us.
Amen.